This is a meditation which captures the 7 points of posture from the wisdom of the Buddha and incorporates the Reiki principles. Let's begin. Settle into a comfortable sitting position. Maybe your legs are crossed. Maybe you're sitting comfortably in a chair. If you need to, you may even lie down. Whichever position you're in, just set a silent inner commitment that you will remain in that position for the duration of this meditation. Take a deep breath and release it fully, knowing that you are in the perfect place and time. All is well. Aware of your legs. Allow your legs and hips to adjust to support you. Bring a sense of peace into your legs, letting go of any extra effort you may be using. Allow any muscles that do not need to be contracted to relax and bring a peaceful balance to those muscles that do require some activity to use just the perfect amount. No more, no less. See if you can invite even more relaxation into the inner and outer corners of your hips, releasing your knees and ankles, and letting it be a peaceful base of support for your meditation and your life. Now become aware of your shoulders. Take deep breath and let anything you've been carrying, any emotional burdens, just allow them to slide off of your shoulders for a moment. Nothing's going to happen while you're in a meditation that you can't deal with later. For this time, just take a deep breath of peace throughout your shoulders, right up your neck, the inner part of the joint and the outer part of the joint, and allow any muscles that are working too hard to relax, and any muscles that require to be active, invite them to use the perfect peaceful amount of energy to maintain your posture. And take a deep breath and become aware of your whole back, your spine. Take a deep and peaceful breath as you feel your back completely supporting you. Feel that wave of peace rise right from your low back, your buttocks, your hips, traveling through your trunk, right to your shoulders and up through your neck, allowing your back to be in this graceful wave that easily supports you and yet also provides infinite flexibility for everything in your life, including this meditation. Now, focus gently on your eyes. Let your gaze become peaceful, whether your eyes are open or closed. See if you can relax the muscles around your eyes. If you close your eyes, you will drop into a deeper state of awareness, allowing the eyes to rest. And soften. And become aware of your hands. Let them become relaxed, open, soften. Feel peacefulness extend through each and every finger. Allow your hands to rest easily in your lap. And become aware of your tongue. There's an immense amount of energy within your tongue. Allow it to rest easily. Gently connecting your tongue to the roof of your mouth, bringing relaxation through the whole jaw, feeling that wave of peacefulness fill your whole mouth, allowing your words to take on the quality of peacefulness. Allowing the silence to do its work. Knowing that right now there's nothing you need to say. You can let go of anything you've previously said. And you can know that when it comes time for you to speak again, your words will create more peacefulness in you, in your life, and in your world. Now become aware of your head, letting your whole head soften, relaxing the muscles of your scalp, allowing your head to be well balanced on your neck. Feeling the openness at the top of your head, allowing the energy to flow. Feeling peacefulness and relaxation through your entire brain. Seeing if you can just invite in some peacefulness into your thoughts. Is surrounding your whole mind with peacefulness, with love, knowing that any thoughts that may arise during the meditation will be there if you need them when you get up again. But right now you can allow your mind and your brain to rest. To see if you can witness the slowing of the thoughts. And that as you get drawn deeper into the meditation, your thoughts will become slower and slower. And you'll drop more and more into the experience of the present moment. For right now, this is all there is. Just now. Surrender the past. Surrender the future. And just be here in this one breath. In and out. Breathe. For a moment, relax your focus. And allow the energy to draw you deeper into your heart. Feel the warmth of your life force within your heart center. And allow that brilliant light to illuminate you now. Allow that energy to expand. Feel the energy flowing smoothly through your entire body. Through that main channel of light that runs straight through from the crown of your head down right to your root. The energy is flowing smoothly through each and every chakra. And allow the light within you to flow easily everywhere. Allow the light that you are to fill up your aura, the energy field surrounding your body. And allow that aura to flow right to the edges of the universe and beyond. Drop into that space where you are infinite, free, unlimited potential. Now bring your awareness back to your legs. Feeling a sense of faith that your legs will support you not only throughout this meditation, but through your entire life. Trust that your legs and your base of your spine have the strength to give you the ability to feel safe and supported in life. Bring your awareness to your shoulders. Allowing that faith to fill your collarbones and your whole upper back. Allow that belief in yourself that you've got this. Allow that faith in yourself to sink into your awareness. Balancing your shoulders perfectly above your hips. Bringing awareness to your back. and allowing the energy of faith in yourself, in the universe, knowing that the universe has your back, and so do you. Let that awareness travel through your whole spine, from your sacrum all the way up to the base of your head. Now bringing your awareness to your eyes. Feel faith illuminate your sight, knowing that your sight and your vision for your life can be filled with faith, and you will begin to see the life you've wanted manifested in front of your eyes. Knowing that you will be able to see the beauty in every single moment, whether you call it a good moment or a difficult moment, faith will be right alongside you. Bring that quality of faith into your hands now, allowing your palms to be filled up from a source unseen, knowing that you are supported in so many ways. Some you may be aware of, and others may be just beyond your awareness. Allow your hands to rest easily, knowing that you are so completely supported and protected in this life. Let go of anything that isn't your work. And be willing to follow the guidance of when it's time to act and when it's time to rest. For the duration of this meditation, it's just time to rest. Have faith, the work will be clear when you arise. Bring your awareness to your tongue. Rest the energy within your tongue, the complete faith that you are doing the right thing at the right time. Surrender your past words and surrender your future words to the universe, allowing your words to be filled with messages of faith and hope. Allowing that gentleness to extend through your jaw, knowing that for right now, this is all you need to do. Bring the awareness of faith through your whole head, letting your head soften, let the muscles of your scalp relax, bringing softness through the brain, resting in the faith and knowledge that all will be revealed, and that in time you will know the purpose for everything. And so you can surrender to not knowing now. Let go of the need to know, and have faith that when the knowledge is ready and ripe for you to know, it'll be there. But for right now, in this moment, all you need to do is just be in this moment. And that's enough. More than enough. You're doing so well. Now breathe. Relax your focus and drop into your experience, the feeling in your body, the feeling in your heart. Center your awareness within your heart. Align that deep sense of faith in yourself, in the universe. Allow that love within you to shine brightly, filling your whole body, flowing through every energy center, all your chakras, through your Hara line, your spine, through the top of your head, and through your root, connecting you to the earth. Allow that energy to flow and glow brightly, shining through your aura, radiating in all directions to the edges of the universe and beyond. Now bring a thought of gratitude to your legs. How lucky are you to have legs? If you do not have legs, how lucky are you to know people who have legs, who can help you? How lucky and grateful are we that these things called legs exist? Be grateful for what you have. And be grateful that even if you don't, you still have access and abilities that are just right for you in this moment. Thank you, legs, bringing that gratitude to your legs, the gentleness throughout your hip bones, bringing alignment and support to your spine. And bring awareness to your shoulders. Oh, thank you, shoulders. If you're very, very lucky in life, you have arms and hands and fingers. How grateful and lucky are we that have hands and arms and fingers. How grateful and lucky if you should happen to have those things, but know people who do, who are happy to help you. How grateful we are to the people who create ways for people without arms or legs to navigate through this world. so grateful. Rest your shoulders evenly and equally in gratitude. Thank you, shoulders. And your back. Bring awareness and gratitude to your back, your spine. Every single vertebrae, so precious, so lovely, so much gratitude. Should you happen to have a back that is free from pain and has flexibility and ease, how lucky you are. If you happen to have a back that is sore, that is stiff, how lucky you are to have a back. And to know people with strong backs who can help you. So much gratitude. And bring awareness to your eyes. These precious, precious eyes. So lucky are we to have eyes. Maybe your eyes see. Maybe they don't. Maybe your eyes are clear. Maybe they're a bit blurry. Either way, so grateful for eyes. If you do not have eyes, so grateful and lucky are you to have people who have eyes, who are willing to help you. So much gratitude for all of the people involved in making life easier for people who do not have clear vision, or maybe any vision. So much gratitude for our eyes to see this lovely world. What a gift sight is. So precious. So much gratitude. Thank you, eyes. Now become aware of your hands. Fill your hands with gratitude. Let gratitude pile up within your hands. How lucky are you to have hands? So much gratitude. Maybe you don't have hands. Maybe your hands don't have fingers or parts of fingers. So grateful for the hands that we have, exactly as they are. If you don't happen to have hands, so much gratitude for people who do have hands, who are willing to help you. So much gratitude for the people making life easier for people born without hands or fingers. How lucky are we to have hands? So much gratitude. Thank you, hands. Bring your awareness to your tongue. Could gratitude be on your lips all of the time? So much gratitude for your tongue, for the ability to speak. So much gratitude to live in a place in the world that cherishes freedom of speech. How lucky are we? Maybe you don't have a tongue. So much gratitude for those who do, who are willing to help you speak and be heard and communicate. So much gratitude to be able to communicate in other ways, and for all of the people making life easier for those who do not have the ability to speak. How lucky are we that we have a tongue to taste, to speak, to sing, to express, and laugh. So lucky. Thank you, tongue. Now bring awareness to your head, your lovely head. So much gratitude for your head. So grateful that you have a life. Because without a head, you'd be dead. How lucky are we to have a head? How lucky are we to have this human lifetime? To think, to meditate, to create, to understand. To understand things like love and compassion, to create meaningful connections, and all of the creativity, all of your beautiful ideas to make the world a lovely place to live. So much gratitude for the head. Maybe you have hair, or maybe you don't. Maybe you have a nose, or maybe you don't. Maybe you have ears, or maybe you don't. Either way, so much gratitude for your head, exactly as it is. Thank you, head. Breathe in this wave of gratitude through your whole being, filling your heart with this beautiful energy of gratitude. So grateful for the heart. So grateful for you. Allow your unique heart energy to shine so brightly throughout your whole body, clearing and cleansing your energy field. Balancing all of your chakras, flowing with divine love and support throughout your whole being. Allow this light to fill your aura and radiate to the edges of the universe and beyond. And now, bring awareness back to your legs with a thought of dedication. How dedicated are your legs to your life? How dedicated are you to your life? Bring that honest work and dedication to your spiritual practice to your legs. Knowing that you don't have much longer to sit, and when you rise, you'll be able to stretch out your legs. But for now, just bringing a little bit of dedication to remaining sitting just for a bit longer. bringing that dedication to your spiritual practice, to your life, to your shoulders, making that inner commitment that you have got this, that you will go forward in your life, knowing exactly what's yours to do and what's not yours to do. Letting go of burdens, but yet accepting your responsibilities. Completely dedicated to your spiritual practice. Bring awareness to your back. A nice deep breath in, allowing your back to just stretch up a bit. So much dedication to your practice. Your back is there for you. Are you there for your back? Bring a little bit of dedication to your spiritual practice and to the supporting of others, support for yourself, and just a deep knowing that the universe has your back as long as you show up. So show up. Stay here just for a little bit longer. And now that dedication to your eyes, your vision of seeing the life that you have, seeing the beauty that you've got right now all around you, bringing that dedication to your vision and commitment of your life, your spiritual practice. Bringing that dedication to your hands, just allowing your hands to be a little bit stiller, resisting the urge to itch and twitch and wiggle. Bringing patience to your hands and knowing that when this meditation's over, you'll put your hands to good work in creating that life that you wish to see. Bringing that energy of dedication to your tongue, knowing that you will follow through, you'll speak your truth, you will be honest, and you will follow what you say, and say what you mean. And you will bring that dedication to your spiritual practice right through your words and your actions, and that you are a person of your word. And you understand how powerful your words really are. And you'll bring that spiritual dedication to everything you speak. And bringing that dedication to your head, your thoughts, now that you're here, making that commitment to keep your spiritual practice going tomorrow. And also having great compassion that maybe yesterday you didn't. But that's okay, you did today. Just dedicating yourself to your path, your passion, your projects, knowing that when you get up from this meditation, things will be clear and that you will know exactly what to do and where you're going. And just breathe, bringing that energy of dedication, of earnestness, of honest work, of deep worthiness right into your heart. Allowing your heart to glow brightly, the spirit of dedication. And allowing that heart energy to fill your entire body, balancing, clearing all of your chakras, your energy column of light, your hara line that flows from your crown to your root, filling your whole body, shining out through your aura to the furthest edges of time and space, and then beyond. Now a thought of kindness for your legs, and compassion. Balancing each step with compassion for yourself and others, bringing your awareness to your shoulders, allowing them to rest with great care and kindness, bringing compassion into your breath, feeling that wave of kindness and compassion ride through your back, allowing your back to elongate and settle and support you. Bringing compassion and kindness to your eyes, softening your gaze, and choosing to see the world through eyes of love. Choosing to see yourself with the eyes of love. Bringing that kindness and compassion into your hands, filling your hands up with that beautiful energy, that beautiful light, knowing that you have the power to heal with your hands, the power to create, and to create waves and waves of kindness that ripple out from you with your kind acts and your compassionate service. And bring kindness to your tongue, allowing your words from this moment forward to be those of kindness and compassion, including perhaps choosing not to speak, including perhaps choosing to speak. Both have their merits, and both may be necessary to be truly kind to yourself and everyone else. Choose kindness. Bringing that wave of kindness and compassion into your head, allowing it to fill your thoughts, knowing that you are doing just fine. You're doing so very well. Making an inner commitment to surround any shame with love and compassion, whether you see it in yourself or you see it in another, just extending that warm blanket of compassion to everyone. Allowing your head and your thoughts to be filled with kindness now. And breathe. Allow all of these energies to fill your heart to overflowing, allowing the light to fill and illuminate your whole body, balance all of your energy centers, and shine out from you, filling your aura, going to the farthest reaches of time and space and beyond. You are filled with light. It's all around you, everywhere. You are it. Gently open your eyes, but retain this expanded awareness. As you reintegrate into your surroundings, just gently look around with a soft gaze. See if you can retain that expanded awareness as you integrate your consciousness with your physical awareness. Become aware of the physical body. Maybe rub your legs and feet into greater awareness. Rub your hands together in front of your heart. Bring your hands to your face and wash it. Rub it like you're washing your face. Maybe even massaging your scalp. Giving your shoulders a nice hug. And when you're ready, you can start your day, or you can spend a few moments now just journaling about your experience. Namaste.